I really don't know what you'd call it, but it's where a rack of some kind they fixed to saw wood in. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And next to that, what do you call that a baby lies in?
A little baby carriage.
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you might what the baby?
Might roll a baby.
Okay. Now, don't worry about those others.
Well, just well to. I don't know what they are now, ma'am.
If a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it, you know, just goes from one corner across to the other, how would you express that? You say he went what across the field?
Well, I'd say he went angling across the field.
Angling? Okay. Would you ever use the expression Andy Godlin or Kitty Cornered or Catty Cornered? Do you ever use any?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
Well, some things it's cat cornered, I'd call them. Something that way.
Okay. Let me see now, there are a couple over here. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went
under the water?
Well, to mean that it was just going like this. You know, it was just completely out of control. It went from one side of the road to the other.
Well, it'd just be out of control, wouldn't it?
Okay. Now, what about an explosion? You might say pieces of metal went
in there.
Okay. What do you call a house that spirits might live in? An old house?
Ghost.
A ghost house?
Yeah, I've heard such things as that, but understand, I never did see nothing like that.
Well, tell me what you've heard about them.
Well, I've just heard of people, you know, hearing strange noises and seeing strange things at old houses.
Well, what kind of things have they seen or heard?
Well, sometimes be people walking, or they'd see people walking around, no heads, and all such scary tales as that. You know, there ain't no such things as ghosts.
Well,
That's just tales.
I never saw one.
That's just tales.
Well, are there any in this area?
No, I don't hear of no ghost houses or nothing around here nowhere. Well, I ain't you heard of people, not like they heard so-and-so in houses or seen so-and-so.
Well, what are the kind of things that they hear?
Well, different kind of noises, you know. Maybe chains are rattling or somebody walking through the house. All such stuff as that.
A person might be afraid to walk past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
See a ghost.
Okay. What are some things that people say bring bad luck?
I guess... I've heard lots of things. I've heard folks say it's bad luck starting thing on Friday that you couldn't finish up, you know, that day. Such things like that.
Can you think of any others?
No, I don't think I can.
Well, now there's one that I heard somewhere about seeing somebody on New Year's Day. You know, if the first person you see is somebody, then you're going to have good luck or something.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
I've heard people say, if it was a man come to your house on New Year's morning, first morning you'd have good luck with your chickens that year, and if there's a woman you'd have bad luck. So that's what I've heard about it.
Well, what about some foods that are supposed to bring good luck? Aren't you?
It's kind of good luck, you know, to cook black-eyed peas and hog joe on New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
All such as that. Some said to cook collards. You'd have plenty of greenback all the year, all such stuff as that.